And we're about ready to get started here in the boys championship game at the Brashear Tournament. It's between the Marion County Mustangs and the Novinger Wildcats. First, the starters for the visiting Marion County Mustangs. Number 4, Kaysen Spratt. Number 5, Dustin Bach. Number 14, Reed Plunkett. Number 32, Clay Pollard. And number 52, J.J. Chatfield. And the starters for the Novinger Wildcats, number 21, Trevor Sox, number 23, Jonathan Novinger, number 33, Matthew Matheny, number 34, Seth Walters, and number 40, Ben Morlock. And we're all set here. The Mustangs are going to send J.J. Chatfield out to jump against Novinger's Seth Walters. No, excuse me, Matthew Matheny. And the ball is up, tip controlled by Marion County after a long battle. Kaysen Spratt saved it, and then Reed Plunkett tipped it away right into the hands of Dustin Bach. Bach driving the baseline, ball thrown away, back, recovered by Chatfield to Spratt. Right side for Reed Plunkett, swings it back around to Bach on the left side. Into the corner for Plunkett, back out to Bach. Back in the corner for Plunkett. Now inside to J.J. Chatfield. And he spins around Morlock and puts it up off the glass and in. Stocks ahead to Walters. Tries to get it inside to Morlock. And it's kicked away by Chatfield and out of bounds. Back to the Novinger Wildcats under their own basket. Stocks will inbound. Docks gets it into Walters. One dribble into the middle of the lane. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Morlock, and he puts it up and in. Pollard to Spratt to Plunkett, back the other way with it. To Spratt on the left side. Now Dustin Bach, extended left wing. He drives in, tries to get the Plunkett in the corner, and it's tipped away by Stocks and out of bounds. Spratt out to half court toward Bach. Left wing for Spratt. Back to Bach. And swings it back around to Spratt. Inside to Chatfield. And he travels on the takeoff. 6:46 left in the first quarter. Tied at 2 in this championship boys game. Stocks will inbound for Novinger. Gets it in to Walters. Up ahead to Matheny. Back to Stocks. Dribbling against the Marion County pressure. He throws it away right into the hands of Kaysen Spratt. And as Spratt jump stops, it's tipped away from him and out of bounds. Spratt to inbound. Gets it long to Plunkett. Over right side for Bach. Unleashes a three from 5 feet behind the arc, and it's up and in for Dustin Bach. Now dribbling right side, back the other way is Stocks for Novinger. And he leaps, tries to get the pass over to Walters and hesitates, and he comes back down. Travel called, and back to Marion County. Pollard inbounds to Spratt. Left side now for Bach. Into the corner for Plunkett. He'll dribble it back out. Back to left side for Bach. Gets it inside to Chatfield, working against Morlock. And Chatfield finds the basket through a cloud of defenders. And it goes up and in. Inbounds pass to Matheny, poked away and out of bounds by Kaysen Spratt. Stocks. Inbounds to Matheny. Gets it back to Stocks. He'll dribble it up for the Wildcats. Stocks drives right side. Now on the baseline. And there's a block called. Foul is going to go against Kaysen Spratt. His first, Marion County's first of the half. Novinger inbounds to Morlock. Dustin Bach driving in right side on the other end. Tries to put up a shot, and he is tackled in midair by Trevor Stocks. Stocks picks up the foul. First on him. First on Novinger of the game. And Dustin Bach goes to line for two shots. And he rolls the first one around and in. And Bach hits the second. Dribbling up the right side now is Stocks. Up ahead to Matheny. Pass back out to Stocks. He'll drive to the free throw line now. Pull it back out to Walters in the lane. Gets it over to Morlock, right side. And he loses a hold of it and dribbles it out of bounds. Back to Marion County. Inbounds comes to Plunkett. And a timeout called by Coach Shane Stocks of Novinger. His team trails it 9-2. Marion County runs up an early 7-point lead. 5:17 left in the first quarter. It's going to be Mustang ball after the timeout. Pollard inbounds to Plunkett. He dribbles it across half court. Now gets it to Dustin Bach, left side. Back to Plunkett in the corner. He falls down, but gets it back out to Bach. And Bach is called for the carry. And back the way of the Wildcats. Inbounds comes to Jonathan Novinger. He drives up the left side. And he catches it up in his stomach and then puts it back down. Double dribble called. Chaz White into the game for Novinger, replacing Jonathan Novinger. Excuse me, he comes in for Matheny. Spratt back out top to Bach. Swings it around right side for Plunkett. Around the horn to Spratt. At the top of the key for... It's going to be Pollard. Gives it inside to Chatfield. And Chatfield is called for the travel. Stocks inbound to Novinger. Tries to get up ahead to Walters. Picked away by Pollard. Right side, right wing now for Bach. And his foot is out of bounds. Gives it back to Novinger. Stocks ahead to Walters. Walters driving right side now. Into the corner. Double teamed. And he steps out of bounds. Marion County defense just all over the Wildcats so far in the first quarter. Pollard gives it to Spratt on the inbound. Left side now for Bach. Bach swings it around to Spratt. high post to Chatfield, back out to Bach, right side for Spratt. Loud to the left side for Plunkett, inside to Chatfield, and his shot's no good. Pollard with the follow-up, puts it right over the rim and in. 9-point lead for the Mustangs as Trevor Stocks brings it back the other way. Left side now for Walters. He dribbles into the blocks. Shot up off the glass, no good, over J.J. Chatfield, and Chatfield away with the rebound. Gives it to Spratt, up ahead to Pollard. He drives, baseline jumper won't go, rebound by Walters. Walters having a little trouble getting across half court, but finally does. Now drives off the screen by Stocks. Tries to go baseline, and there's a block called on Clay Pollard. Pollard's first foul, Marion County's second team foul. Stocks gets it in long to Walters. Walters, ball picked away by Luke Stratton, up ahead to Bach. Bach driving left side, fouled unbelievably hard by Walters. He takes him down, and both are slow to get up. That was completely uncalled for on the foul. And both of them finally get back up. Foul's going to go against Walters. Might have been warrant for a flagrant there. First foul on Walters, and second on Novinger. And Box still has two free throws to shoot. Back into the game for Novinger is Matheny. And Dalton Boehner is at the scorer's table. We'll check in for Bach after his foul shots. Bach puts up the first and rounds it around and in. 3:16 left in the first quarter. Double-digit lead for Marion County, 12-2. And Box hits the second. Now Dalton Boehner into the game for the first time, replaces Dustin Box. Stocks tries to get it into Matheny. Picked away by Spratt. To the off block for Boehner. Gives it back out to Pollard. And Pollard shifts his feet a little bit at the free throw line, gets called for the travel. Walters back into the game for Novinger. Stocks. Inbound comes to Walters. He works against Pollard. Up right side now, driving into the lane. And lowers his shoulder, plows into Payson Spratt. Second foul on Walters in a row, and a third team foul on Novinger, and it'll be back to the Marion County Mustangs. Pollard inbounds to Spratt. He'll bring it across the timeline. Gets it back to Pollard right side, around the horn to Stratton. Back up top to Spratt. To Stratton. He'll drive in the lane. Puts up a little floater. And it rolls around and in. Walters back the other way with it for the Wildcats. Drives into the lane. Stops. Hands off to Morlock. Morlock shot off the glass. No good. Chaz White down with the rebound. And there's a foul on the floor called. They're going to give the foul to, it's going to be Stratton. First foul on Stratton, and third team foul for Marion County. Nick Snyder into the game for the first time for the Novinger Wildcats. Inbounds comes to Walters under the basket. He works against the defense. Four steps into the middle of the lane, and he's called for a travel. Pollard inbounds to Spratt. Spratt brings it across half court. Now left side for Boehner. Boehner dribbling around, tries to get it inside. Ball rolls away from him, and got a little tripped up there by Stocks. Ball rolls away. Chatfield, Stocks, and White on the floor for it. And it's called a jump ball. Alternating possession gives it back to Novinger. Stocks to Walters. Walters gets it back to Stocks. Stocks fiercely up the right side of the court now. He drives to the basket. His shot blocked by Chatfield. And Stocks is called for the foul on the rebound. First foul on Stocks. 14 foul on Novinger. No, that's going to be the second foul on Trevor Stocks. Walters and Stocks each have two now. And either one of them go to the bench for Novinger, and they're having a problem. 1:56 left in the first quarter. This has been a slow one, folks. And it's 15-2 the lead now for Marion County as Bach checks back in for Pollard. Spratt brings it across the timeline. Trying to get left corner for Stratton. Picked away by Stocks. And Stratton racing down the court, pokes the ball away out of bounds and hits his head on the water fountain at the south end of the court. Man, he hit that hard. But it's still out of bounds on Marion County. So it'll be back to the Novinger Wildcats. Great effort there by Stratton to keep the sure fast break from happening for Novinger. Inbounds comes to Walters in the corner. He drives to lane. Pass over the top for Stocks. He can't hit the three. Rebound pulled away from Stratton by his own teammate, Spratt. Pass up ahead to Boehner. Inside to Chatfield. Working to make room, and he's called for the travel. Inbounds comes again to Walters. Hands back to Stocks. Stocks dribbles up the right side now to the block for Chaz White. He can't convert, and Spratt with another rebound for the Mustangs. Spratt into the corner for Bach for three. No good. And a mix-up on the rebound by Snyder, Novinger, and Walters of Novinger. And the ball is off of them and out of bounds. Reed Plunkett back in the game for Marion County. Inbound comes to Plunkett in the corner. To Stratton, trying to get it to Chatfield inside, poked away. And Stratton saves it back in to Chatfield. To Spratt. Back to Stratton, into the corner for Bach. Up top for Spratt to Plunkett, back to Bach. Now to Stratton, left side. Near half court for Case and Spratt. Left side for Plunkett. Dribbles back around, gives it to Bach on the right wing. Left side now for Reed Plunkett. A little bit of pressure now by Novinger. Gets it left side for Stratton. And he dribbles out of the defense. Into the lane. Puts out a shot blocked by Snyder, but they're going to call him a travel before the shot. So with 28.5 seconds left in the first quarter, it's back to Novinger. Walters dribbles up for the Wildcats, and Dustin Bach wraps an arm around him. He's going to get called for the foul. First foul on Bach, 14 foul on Marion County for the half. Trevor Stocks to inbound, gets it to Walters in the corner. Thought about a shot from the baseline. Instead drives, left-handed hook over Chatfield, and it bounces around and in. Spratt back the other way with it for the Mustangs. Left side now for Stratton. To Spratt in the corner. Thought about a three. Now drives back to Stratton. In the corner for Plunkett. Long three-pointer. And he's fading out of bounds. It goes over the basket. Rebound by Stocks. But at the end of the first quarter, it's been all Marion County. 15-4. The lead for the Mustangs over the Novinger Wildcats in this boys' championship game from the first year tournament. It's going to be Marion County ball out of the quarter break. Stratton inbound for the Mustangs. Gets it into Spratt. Spratt, right side for Stratton. Swings it back around the box. Left side now for Spratt. Inside to Pollard at the high post. Right side for Bach. Out between the circles to Spratt. Left side for Stratton. Back in high post for Pollard. Ball poked away from Chatfield. Finds his way to Stratton in the corner. 4-3. No good. Chatfield with the rebound, and he gets it back out to Stratton on the save. Stratton left side. Now to Kaysen Spratt in the corner. He'll try his hand at three. Shot no good. Tipped out to Stocks of Novinger. And Stocks drives through two Marion County defenders and puts it up off the glass and in. Spratt left side for Bach. Back out to Spratt near half court. Right side for Stratton. Tries to get inside to Chatfield. Poked away by Chaz White and recovered by Stocks. Stocks driving into the corner. Trips himself up and goes down, but they're going to call a block against Dustin Bach. His second foul and Marion County's 15th foul. Reed Plunkett checks back in the game for the Marion County Mustangs, replacing Stratton. Stocks inbounds to Walters. Walters out to Novinger. One dribble into the lane. Puts up a shot and misses everything but the backboard. But they're going to call a foul on Dustin Bach on the shot. So Novinger will head to the free throw line. And Marion County 16th foul, third on Bach. And Bainter is at the scorer table to check in for Dustin Bach. Jonathan Novinger can't connect on the first free throw. Bounced around and out. Second shot for Novinger. And he puts this one in. Pollard into Spratt. Spratt left side for Boehner. Back to Spratt. He finds Plunkett in the corner. Thought about three, now gets it back out to Spratt. And it's tipped out of bounds by Jonathan Novinger. Spratt inbounds back over half court to Bainter, back to Spratt. To Bainter left side. To Spratt. Thought about three, now gets it to Pollard on the baseline. Hands out to Plunkett. Plunkett from the corner for three. It rattles out. And rebound chased down by Stocks of Novinger. And the ball is tipped away from him by Chatfield and out of bounds. Inbound on the far sideline now for Stocks. And he'll get it into Walters. Walters dribbles up the right side. Now crosses back over into the lane. Now into the corner for Novinger. He'll try a three. And it rolls in. Pollard to Spratt, back to Boehner, to Spratt again between the circles, drives right side into the corner for Plunkett, back to Spratt, reverses it back to Boehner, Boehner to Pollard, to Boehner, he'll try a flat three, and it up and in for Dalton Boehner. Walters now dribbles it across half court for the Wildcats. He'll drive baseline now. Stopped by a brick wall in J.J. Chatfield, but gets out to Morlock, and he hits the shot from the elbow. Left side now for Boehner. Into the corner. No, inside for Chatfield. He turns around. Shot off the glass. No good. But it's off of Walters and out of bounds on the rebound. 18-12, the lead for Marion County. 5:17 left in the first half. Matheny checks back in for Walters of Novinger. Inbounds comes to Bainter, to Kaysen Spratt now. Back to Boehner. Drives right side down to Plunkett. Reverses it around the horn to Spratt. Back to Boehner. Into the corner for Plunkett. Thought about three. Now pass inside to Pollard. Outlets it to Spratt. Shot near the top of the key. Won't fall. Rebound chased down by Pollard. Inside to Chatfield. Shot off the glass, no good. He tips it back out to Plunkett. Spratt up top. Now back to Boehner on the right side. Into Plunkett in the corner. And he takes three steps and is called for the travel. Inbounds comes to Novinger for Novinger. Right side now for Sox. Sox drives to the hole. And J.J. Chatfield tried to set up for a block, as well as Tayson Spratt. They both got knocked over by Sox's charge. But they're going to catch Chatfield. He wasn't quite set. First foul on Chatfield. 17th foul on Marion County. And Trevor Sox has the line for two free throws. First one's up and in for the sophomore. Second shot also falls home. 4-point lead for Marion County. Kaysen Spratt brings it across half court to Pollard to Plunkett in the corner. Now back to Spratt. Reverse it to Plunkett, back to Spratt up the top. Left side for Boehner, back to Spratt. Inside for Pollard, poked away from him and out of bounds by Walters. And it goes back to the Marion County Mustangs. Spratt, inbounds to Plunkett in the corner, back out to Spratt. Thought about three, now gets it back to Plunkett. Inside to Chatfield. Turns into a crowd of Novinger defenders, and he is fouled. Foul's going to go against Trevor Sox, his third, and Novinger's 15th foul of the first half. So Chatfield has the line for two, and he makes good on the first. Luke Stratton back in the game for Marion County, replacing Plunkett. Second shot by J.J. Chatfield is delayed a little bit. Walters is going to leave the court, and Chaz White come back in. Mopping the floor now. And Chatfield gets set for his second. And rolls the second one out. Kaysen Spratt with the rebound. Gets it in out to Stratton. To Boehner, back to Stratton. To Spratt on the left wing. Back out to Pollard up top. Hands off to Boehner. To Spratt. Back right side for Boehner. He drives. Now hands off in the corner for Clay Pollard. Back out to Boehner, swings it around to Spratt up top. Back to Boehner. To Spratt, left side now for Stratton. Low bouncing pass to the post for J.J. Chatfield, and he can't get a handle on it, and it rolls out of bounds. Back the way of the Wildcats. Walters again back in the game for Novinger. Sox inbounds to Walters. Walters hands back to Sox. Sox still dribbling up top. He drives the free throw line, now pulls it back out. Inside to Walters. It's poked away from him by Kaysen Spratt, but Spratt's going to pick up a foul. Second foul on Kaysen Spratt, 18th foul on Marion County, and Seth Walters heads the line for a 1-1. 3:11 left in the first half. 19-14 the lead for Marion County. 19-15 now as Walters hits the first. And Walters rattles the second one in. Clay Pollard up ahead to Spratt. To Boehner, back to Spratt at nearly half court. Left side for Boehner. Back to Spratt. Right side for Stratton. Pokes away from him, and Chatfield recovers. Gets it round to Boehner, left side. He gets it back on the left wing. Now back to Spratt up top. He drives in the lane, puts up a little floater. It won't go, but he runs hard into a Nottinger player. And Kaysen Spratt is charged with, is given the charge. Third foul on Spratt. And 19th foul on Marion County. Plunkett back into the game for Spratt. Inbounds comes to Matheny. He hands it back to Stocks. And there's a block called on Dalton Boehner. Boehner gets his first foul. And for a 10th team foul on Marion County. So it's going to be two shots for Trevor Stocks at the other end. And he puts the first one in. Just a 2-point lead now for Marion County. Second shot by Stocks, also up and in. Plunkett inbounds for Marion County, left side for Boehner. And Boehner pushes Stocks off of him with the offhand. And it's called for the charge. Second foul on Boehner. And 11th team foul on Marion County. Inbounds comes to Walters for Novinger. Into Morlock high post. And Pollard leaps on him. Trying to get the ball. Pollard called for the foul, and Morlock heads to the line for two. Second on Pollard, a 12th team foul on Marion County of the half. And Morlock leaning, hoping, and his first free throw rolls around and in. Second one, this one goes in a little bit more easy. Plunkett inside to Pollard, rebounds back to Stocks, up ahead to Walters, and Walters put that a shot off the glass, goes down. He's going to be fouled by Pollard, makes the shot, gets a foul. Didn't look like much contact by Pollard there. But Pollard will pick up his third foul. And Walters knocks down the free throw. Big swing here for Marion County, Novinger's favor. 23-19, the Wildcats lead it. Plunkett from the corner for three, no good. Rebound comes out to Clay Pollard. And Pollard is called for the kick. 2 minutes left in the first half. 23-19, the lead for Novinger. Stocks dribbles across half court for the Wildcats. And he drives right into Clay Pollard. Maybe a charge there. But he's called for the travel instead, back to Marion County. Pollard will inbound to Boehner. And a timeout called by head coach Ryan Wood of Marion County. Big swing there for Novinger. Go from being probably, I think, 11 points down at one time. Now lead by four, and all led by the leadership of Trevor Stocks and Seth Walters. Foul trouble has plagued Marion County here in the second half. In the first half, as several players have three fouls before halftime. 1:42 left in the second quarter, 23-19 the lead for Novinger. And Marion County looks to cut into it after the timeout. Reed Plunkett brings it across half court, gives it off to Boehner left side. Into the corner for Plunkett. It's over his head, and he has to back up a little bit, but he steps out of bounds catching the pass. Stocks to Jonathan Novinger on the inbound. Novinger back to Stocks, left side. Into the lane for Walters. Turn, fake, put it up with the right hand. And it rolls twice around the rim and in for Walters. Bainter dribbling around up top. Now Stratton left side. Trying to get a long pass into Chatfield. Nowhere close. And picked off by Matheny. Gives it back out to Stocks. Stocks just over half court dribbling. Now left side for Walters. He drives in the lane. A ball picked away by Luke Stratton. Stratton to Chatfield. Chatfield up the side of the lane. Rolls the shot in off the left side with his right hand. And he goes to the free throw line on the foul. Foul's going to be fourth on Trevor Stocks before halftime. And he's pulled from the game. Chaz White back in for the Wildcats. And J.J. Chatfield looks to cut the lead to three. His shot rolls around and out. Walters with the rebound. Walters dribbles across half court. Into the corner for Jonathan Novinger. Back up top for Walters. Back into the same corner for Novinger. To Matheny high post. Back to Novinger. Out top to Walters. Into Matheny high post again. One dribble. Puts up a high arcing shot. And it bounces around and in. Back the other way as Cason Spratt. Into the corner for Stratton. Back to Spratt. He'll drive in the lane. To Pollard. Pollard wide open three-pointer. Can't get it to go. And Novinger takes a convincing lead into halftime. 27-21 in this boys' championship game. What a turnaround from the 15-2 lead Marion County held at one point in time. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with second half action from this exciting boys' championship game here at the Brashear Tournament. We're about ready to get started here in the second half of this boys' championship game from the Brashear Tournament. The Novinger Wildcats made a huge comeback from their first quarter performance and now lead it 27-21 at halftime over the Marion County Mustangs. Marion County held a 15-4 lead at the start of the second quarter. And so for Novinger, it's going to be White, Matheny, Morlock, Novinger, and Walters on the floor. And Walters immediately takes it right to the hole and puts it in. And for Marion County, Spratt, Stratton, Chatfield, Bach, and Pollard. Spratt, left side now for Stratton. Right side for Spratt. Into the corner for Bach. Finds Pollard inside. Working against Ben Morlock and puts it right over the front of the rim and in. Timeout already by Coach Ryan Wood of Marion County. 32nd timeout. 7:29 left in the third quarter. 29-23 the lead for Novinger. Stratton after the timeout. Right side for Bach. Picked away by Matheny of Novinger. To Walters. Dribbling right wing now. He drives the baseline. Puts up a shot with the left hand and it rolls in. Cason Spratt back the other way with it for the Mustangs. Right side now for Stratton. Back to Spratt. Drives in. Now to Pollard. A three-pointer from near the top of the key. Can't connect. And finally, Morlock recovers the rebound for Novinger. Rides Chatfield like a horse. And Walter is trapped on the sideline. Gives it out to Matheny to Novinger near half court. Novinger into the corner for Chaz White, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Pollard inbounds to Spratt. Right side now for Luke Stratton. He drives in to Spratt, and long three-pointer rattles around and in. First shot for Spratt, first three-pointer of the night. And Matheny brings it back the other way for Novinger. Into the middle of the court now. Over left side for Walters. Pass to Chaz White, and his shot from the baseline up and good. 7-point lead now for Novinger. And Kaysen Spratt to Luke Stratton on the right side. Back to Spratt. Another long three-point attempt. This one rattles out. And rebound chased down by Jonathan Novinger in the corner. Up ahead to Walters. He dribbles on the right side. Back to Novinger. Inside to Matheny. He finds Chaz White on the baseline again. Thought about another shot. Now gets it back out to Novinger, right wing. Into the corner for Chaz White. Up top for Matheny. His shot just rolls out from the elbow. And back the other way comes Marion County. Spratt ahead to Pollard. Back out to Stratton to Spratt. One dribble inside the three-point arc. Now back to Bach in the corner to Spratt. Swings it around to Stratton. Has a little bit of trouble with it. Now Spratt to Bach in the corner. To Spratt. Swings it back around to Stratton. To tries to get it to Pollard in the corner, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Back in the game for Marion County is Dalton Boehner. Walters in the Novinger, back to Walters. Gets it across half court now. Double teams. He drives right side to Chaz White, who drives the baseline. Ball poked away by Bach, recovered by White. Inside to Matheny now. Resets it back out top to Walters. He drives to the left, into the lane, tries to get across to Morlock, tipped away, but back into Morlock's hands, to Chaz White on the right side. Now, right baseline for Walters, inside to Morlock. He works against Chatfield, shot blocked, up ahead to Kaysen Spratt. Spratt to Bach, back to Spratt, thought about a three from the top of the key. Now Bach, a long three, and it misses everything from the right wing. 4:02 left in the third quarter, 33-26 the lead for Novinger. On the inbound, Walters gives it to Novinger, back to Walters. He dribbles through the pressure defense, up ahead to Chaz White, to Morlock. Morlock shot off the glass, no good, but they're going to get the foul. Going to give the foul to Kaysen Spratt. Fourth foul on Spratt, and first on Marion County of the half. Reed Plunkett checks back in for Marion County. First shot by Morlock. Up and good. And second shot by Morlock, good. Bach over to Plunkett. He'll bring it up against Chaz White. Swings it back across left side for Dalton Boehner. Into the corner for Plunkett. Plunkett, a three ball on the way, no good. Walters with the rebound. Walters up ahead to Novinger, inside to Matheny. Tries to find Chaz White on the baseline, almost picked away by Pollard, back to White. So Novinger flips it out now to Walters. His shot short, rebound to Ben Morlock, and his shot bounces around and in. 11-point lead for Novinger. Plunkett back over to Bach. Bach dribbling out near half court. Gives it back right side for Boehner. To Plunkett in the corner. Thought about a three, now gets it back out to Boehner. Back to Bach. To Pollard up top. Right side for Boehner. He'll try another three. This one rattles out, but rebound by Plunkett. Swings around to Pollard. Thought about three, now drives. Shot with the left hand, no good. Bach in for the rebound. And there's going to be reach-in called on... They're going to give it to Matthew Matheny. Third foul on Matheny and first foul on Novinger. Into Bach. Back to Plunkett in the corner. Finds Chatfield inside, working against Morlock and doesn't get the shot to fall, but the foul goes on Morlock. Two shots now for J.J. Chatfield. Morlock picks up his first foul, and Novinger two team fouls for the half. And Chatfield can't connect on the first. This leaves a little bit short. And rattles the second one around and in. Walters finds Novinger on the inbound. To Matheny. Back to Walters. Cross-court pass from Novinger to Matheny into the lane. Puts up a little floater, and it goes in from 7 feet for Matthew Matheny. Right side for Bach. Hands it off to Boehner on the left wing. Back to Bach. Now inside to Chatfield. And a reach called on Morlock. Going to be his second foul in a row. 13th foul on Novinger of the half. Inbounds to Plunkett. To Bach. Back to Plunkett in the corner. To Pollard inside. Working on Chatfield. No, excuse me, Morlock. And he rolls the shot up with his right hand. Spins a bunch of times in midair. And finally goes in. Walters over half court now for Novinger to Chaz White in the corner. Shot blocked by J.J. Chatfield. And here come the Mustangs. Boehner into the corner for Plunkett. Plunkett can't get the three-pointer to fall. Rebound chased down by Morlock. And ball stolen away by Plunkett. To the right side for Bach. Back to Boehner. And it's off his hands and out of bounds. Reed Plunkett not having the night he had against Canton JV in their first round game. He had 4 three-pointers in that game, had 12 points. Can't hit anything from the outside in this one. Matheny inside to Morlock. His shot off the backboard bounced off the back of the rim, front of the rim, and out. But he is fouled. Going to give the foul to J.J. Chatfield. No, they're going to give the foul to Clay Pollard. Fourth foul on him, and third team foul on Marion County. Morlock can't hit on the first. Stratton back in the game for Marion. And Morlock bounces the second one out. Bach, over half court now. Gives it to Boehner. To Stratton. Back to Boehner, left side. Inside to Chatfield. Off the glass, no good. Morlock away with the rebound. And outlets to Walters. Out ahead to Novinger. Gets it over half court. Hits Bach. Back across to Walters. Walters to Novinger. Tip pass to Matheny. And Matheny takes a couple of extra steps before he dribbles. And it's called for the travel. 30.9 seconds left in the third quarter. 39-29, the lead for Novinger. Boehner brings it back up across. Gives it to Stratton. Back to Boehner, to Stratton. Inside to Bach. Can't get his shot to fall. Rebound by Walters. And they're going to call a reach-in. Foul goes to Chatfield. Second foul on Chatfield, and that's the third team foul on Marion County for the half. 15.8 seconds left now in the third quarter. Inbounds come to Matheny, back to Walters. Cross court to Novinger, up ahead to Chaz White, picked away by Chatfield, up ahead to Stratton. And Stratton falls for the double dribble. So with 1.7 seconds left in the third quarter, Novinger will get another shot at the basket. Novinger, Jonathan Novinger, inbounds on the sideline, gets into Walters, and he'll just stall out the clock for the quarter. So going into the final frame of this one, the Novinger has extended their lead from halftime, 39-29 over the Marion County Mustangs. Pollard and Spratt back in the game for Marion County. And one of the difference makers in this, keeping Marion County in the game, definitely 5-foot Reed Plunkett. He may not seem like he could do much in a high school basketball game, but he has been absolutely solid from almost all aspects of the game. Can't get an outside shot to fall tonight, but has had rebounds, steals, you name it, as a guard for the Mustangs. So going into the final quarter, Novinger still holds a 10-point lead. To start the fourth quarter, Pollard inbounds to Spratt, and Marion County has the ball. Bach back out to Boehner, swings around to Spratt, left side. He dribbles into the corner, now back out to Pollard, left side for Spratt. To Bach up top to Boehner, swings around to Pollard in the corner. Back out top to Spratt, left side now for Bach. Up top to Pollard, right side now for Spratt. Spratt to Bach. Left side for Boehner. Thought about a three, now gives it back to Bach. Up top for Spratt. Keeps swinging it, gives it to Boehner. To Bach. He's called for the travel at the top of the key. And it gives the ball back to Novinger. 7:18 left in the fourth. Jonathan Novinger inbounds to Walters. Up ahead to Novinger. Into the corner. And looks like they're going to give a foul to Bach, but he's saved by the timeout by head coach Shane Zox of Novinger. And 7:11 left in the fourth quarter. 39-29, still the lead for Novinger. Inbounds on the far sideline goes from Zox to Walters. Walters driving right now. Back over to Zox on the left side. He'll try a three, and it's good. Inbounds from Pollard back to Spratt. To Plunkett in the corner for Bach. Drives right now. Hands off to Spratt near the top of the key. Back to Bach left side. Bach back to Plunkett on the right wing. Back to Bach. To Spratt. To Plunkett in the corner. Inside to Chatfield. Back out to Pollard. To Plunkett in the corner. He'll try a three. And he connects from beyond the arc. Reed Plunkett with his first points of the game, and he sinks a three. 42-32, the lead for Novinger. And Reed Plunkett adds to his resume of good things he's doing in this game. Zox inbounds to Matheny after the timeout. Stolen away by Bach. Bach pivots around, but they're going to give him the travel. Full court pressure now by Marion County. Zox once again to Walters. Back to Zox. He'll drive up the sideline and pulls it back out. Gives it out top to Walters. Guarded closely by Dalton Boehner. And an illegal screen call on Matthew Matheny. He kind of shoved Boehner as he was going around. Reed Plunkett back in the game for Marion County. Second foul on Matheny. Fourth team foul on Novinger of the second half. 6:11 left in the game. 42-32. In favor of the Wildcats. Back across half court for the Mustangs is Spratt. Back to Plunkett on right side. Now back to Spratt left side. To Plunkett in the corner. Back out to Spratt. Thought about a long three, now pass it up. Gives it to Bach. Bach dribbling, now back to right side for Spratt. In the corner for Pollard. Finds tries to find Chatfield inside, picked away by Walters, and it's recovered by Matheny. Up ahead to Stocks, and Stocks will slowly dribble it across half court. Guarded closely by Dustin Bach. And it's off of Stocks' foot and out of bounds. Inbounds comes from Pollard to Spratt. Spratt back right side for Dustin Bach. Back to Spratt. Long three-pointer from Kaysen Spratt. It rattles out. Tipped up in the air by Chatfield. And it's off of Matthew Matheny's hands and out of bounds. Plunkett to inbound for Marion County. He gets it into Chatfield in the corner. Bach drives, now hands out to Spratt left side. Back to Bach in the corner. He'll try a three. It bounces out. Pollard with the rebound. And he puts up a shot and is fouled. Foul's going to go against Jonathan Novinger. That's just his fifth team foul on Novinger. As Bainter checks back in for Plunkett. Kaysen Spratt to inbound. Gets it to Bainter out long. He'll drive back in. Left side now for Spratt. To Bach. Right side for Boehner. Thought about a three. Now looks inside for Chatfield. This time keeps his feet still. Puts it up and over the defense and in. Back to an 8-point game. Off the tough pressure, Matheny dribbling up for Novinger. Gets ahead to Walters. Walters tied up by Boehner. Boehner recovers. Now, several players sliding on the floor. Might have been a jump ball there. And going down the court on the fast break off the recovered ball is Shane Stocks. Shane Stocks running down the court. Closely guarded by Spratt, and Ben Morlock puts a football maneuver on him and slams him into the ground. Foul on Morlock, shot made, waved off. Third foul on Morlock, 16th foul on Novinger, and it's going back the other way for the Mustangs. Into the corner for Bach, back out to Spratt. Left side now for Boehner. Into the corner for Bach. Boehner swings around to Spratt to Pollard in the corner. Finds Bach on the baseline. And he's trapped in the corner. One dribble. Gets it back out to Spratt. Spratt drives the lane. And a reverse layup by Kaysen Spratt. Puts the lead back to 6 for Novinger. Stocks drives down the right side to Morlock in the corner. Lob pass back out to Spratt. He resets it between the circles. He drives in the lane, now off to Walters, left side. Walters drives, tucks it in his pocket. Inside, shot won't go. Morlock with the rebound and puts it in. Might have been a travel there by Walters, but no call, and Morlock gets the basket. Inside to Chatfield, back out to Pollard, and there's a reach-in called on Novinger. Going to be a 1-1 for Clay Pollard. Foul goes against Jonathan Novinger, his third. Just his second. Novinger's 17 foul. And Clay Pollard heads the line for a 1-1. 3:07 left in the game. 44-36 in favor of the Novinger Wildcats. And Clay Pollard is perfect on the first one. Up and straight through the basket. And he rattles the second one in. Stocks. Inbounds to Matheny. Hands back to Stocks. Trap now. Gives it off to Walters. Walters having trouble. And a timeout used by Shane Stocks of Novinger. Novinger having hard time against the Marion County man defense. 2:57 left in the game. 44-38 the lead for Novinger. Walters on the inbound gets it up ahead to Matheny, but he is fouled. Foul's going to go into Dalton Boehner. Third foul on Boehner, and 14 foul on Marion County. Stocks to inbound again for the Wildcats. Gets it into Matheny. He has the ball picked away from him by Clay Pollard, but he dives on the floor after it. It's a tie-up, and the altering possession gives it back to Novinger. Stocks again to inbound for the Wildcats. A little bit of cleaning exercises out there on the court. Stocks inbounds to Morlock this time. Gets it off to Walters. And Walters puts his head down, slams into Dalton Boehner, and he is called for the charge. 18th foul on Novinger, and 3rd foul on Stocks. Plunkett checks back into the game for Marion County for Dalton Boehner. 2:42 left, 44-38 the lead for Novinger, and Marion County inbounds on the far sideline. Spratt gets it into Bach. Back to Spratt. Left side now for Bach. Thought about a long three. Now gives off in the corner for Plunkett. Back out to Bach on the left side. He'll drive back to Plunkett in the corner. Shot from three. And Reed Plunkett puts it up and in. Stocks inbounds to Walters. Walters dribbling against Plunkett. Looking for anyone. Gets it up ahead to Matheny. And he's trapped. Gives it to Novinger. Off in the right corner is Jonathan Novinger. Back up top to Seth Walters. Walters drives the lane now. Hopping into the lane and puts the shot up off the glass and in. 5-point lead for the Wildcats. Cason Spratt brings it back down. Bach, right side, 4-3. And Justin Bach lights it up from the outside. 1:51 left in the game. 46-44. And Marion County is mounting a furious comeback. Timeout called by Marion County head coach Ryan Wood. And you can just hear how into it the crowd is here. Almost full stands here at the boys' championship game for the Brashear tournament. And this one's turned out to be an exciting one. It looked for a while like Novinger might pull away. Well, at the very beginning of the game, Marion County held a 15-2 lead at one point in time and went into the first quarter break 15-4, but Novinger pulled out a 4-point lead at halftime, 10-point lead after the third quarter, but Marion County has pulled it back within two. Tries to get it in for Novinger. Tough defense by Marion County, and they force the 5-second call. And Reed Plunkett back into the game for Marion County. Chatfield inbounds it into the corner for Plunkett. Back outside to Spratt. He'll think about three, gives it back off to Bach. He doesn't try the three, gives it back out top to Spratt. And there's a travel on the takeoff. Called on Cason Spratt. 1:40 left in the game. Still a 2-point lead for Novinger. And Boehner comes back in for the Mustangs. Inbound by Stocks. Gets it into Walters. To Morlock. Back after Stocks. Over the top to Walters. Walters off the screen by Morlock. Drives in the lane. Now Stocks in the corner. Thought about three. Back out to Morlock. Right side now for Matheny. He drives, trapped to Morlock in the corner. He'll drive the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. And Chatfield gets the position on the rebound over the back part on Ben Morlock. Chatfield will shoot a 1-1 at the other end. 4 fouls on Morlock, 19 foul on Novinger in the second half. And Chatfield looks to tie the game with these two free throws. Pretty good free throw shooting team Marion County is. And it's shown down the stretch. Chatfield's first shot up. Oh, and this one rattles out. Matheny with the rebound. He's immediately tied up by Dustin Bach. And the possession arrow gives it back to Marion County. Reed Plunkett back into the game for the Mustangs. And then Boehner are serving halftime duties. Plunkett comes in for offensive possessions, and Boehner tough on defense. Into Chatfield in the corner. Bach to Pollard. Pollard tries a three. Can't hit. And rebound by Chatfield. Chatfield off the backboard. His shot won't go, but he is fouled by Ben Morlock. No, they're going to give the foul to Jonathan Novinger, his third. 10th team foul on Novinger. And Chatfield goes to the line, tries to redeem himself with two shots. And he hits the first. 104 left in the game, 46-45. Marion County trails it by one. Second shot for Chatfield. Up, rattles around and out. Pollard almost took the rebound away from Morlock. Stocks going back the other direction. Pulls up and hits the five-footer. Cason Spratt back out to Boehner. Back to Spratt left side. And Ryan Wood of Marion County wants a timeout. 48-45. The lead for Novinger. 43.5 seconds showing on the game clock. And folks, they don't come any more exciting than this. It'll be Marion County out of the ball out of the timeout break. Clay Pollard will inbound. He gives the ball to Cason Spratt out near half court. Tough man-to-man defense on now by Novinger. To Plunkett. Plunkett, long shot from the top of the key. And Reed Plunkett puts it in. Walters bringing it back out the other way for the Wildcats. Poked away, recovered by Pollard. Up ahead to Bach. Bach knocks over Plunkett, goes to the basket. No good, his layup. Stocks up ahead to Matheny. And there's a timeout called by Shane Stocks, head coach of Novinger. 21.5 seconds left. Reed Plunkett lighting it up from the outside. Ties up the game at 48. And a timeout called, as I said, by Shane Stocks. Boehner checks back in the game to play defense for Marion County. And Marion County won't defend the inbounds pass. Into Walters to Stocks. Tough defense right over half court by Dustin Bach. Stocks dribbles at half court. Now into the lane. Hands off to Morlock. Back to Stocks, into Walters. Walters driving, puts up a shot, won't fall. Clay Pollard with the rebound. Up ahead, shoots a three-pointer at the buzzer, and it falls out. We're going to overtime in the boys' championship game at the Brashear Tournament. Tied 48 at the end of regulation, and Reed Plunkett checks back in for the extra period for Marion County. And Novinger will send out Walters, Matheny, Stocks, Novinger, and Morlock. And Marion County, Pollard, Spratt, Bach, Plunkett, and Chatfield. Matheny will re-jump against Chatfield. Ball is up. And Chatfield tips it right to Plunkett. Gives it up ahead to Spratt. He'll bring it across half court. Right side for Bach. Hands out to Chatfield. To Spratt on the left side. Now inside to Pollard. Back out to Plunkett. To Spratt, long on the right wing. Back out to Bach. To Plunkett in the corner. Inside to Chatfield. Chatfield. An extremely quick jump ball call to Chatfield, tied up with Walters. And it gives it back to Novinger. Stocks. Inbounds to Walters. Walters dribbling against Kaysen Spratt. Walters to Morlock. Morlock now back to Novinger. Inside to Walters. Can't get a shot against the double team. Now left wing for Matheny. A minute run off the clock now as it gets back to Stocks right side. Inside to Morlock. Works against Chatfield. Morlock shot blocked by Chatfield, and there's a foul called. So J.J. Chatfield picks up his third, 16 foul on Marion County. And Morlock hits the first. 2:52 left in overtime, 49-48. The score for Novinger. And Morlock can't hit the second. Rebound chased down by Kaysen Spratt. Spratt on the right side. Now gets it to Plunkett between the circles. Hands back off to Spratt. Now to left side of the Bach. Inside to Chatfield. Shot from the free throw line. No good. He gets his own rebound. One dribble in and puts up a shot off the glass and in, but they're going to wave off the shot. Foul on the floor goes on Jonathan Novinger. Novinger's fourth foul, and Novinger, the team, it's their 11th team foul. Chatfield hits the first. Tie ball game. 2:31 left in overtime, 49 all. And Chatfield can't connect on the second. So it's back to an even slate for both teams. As Stocks dribbles it across half court. Dribbles to the left side. Now crossover. Off the screen by Morlock. Into the lane for Stocks. Now back out. Inside to Walters. Pass picked away by Kaysen Spratt. Spratt to Pollard. Tries to get inside to Chatfield. Poked away by Morlock and out of bounds. Plunkett back in the game, replacing Boehner for Marion County. Spratt to inbounds. Long pass out to Pollard. Saves it from an over and back to Plunkett, back to Spratt. Left side now for Bach. For Spratt, right now, right side. Thought about a long three. Now back left side for Bach. Working against Walters to Pollard. To Spratt for three. Won't go. Rebound tipped away by Chatfield. And they're going to call him an over the back. And Chatfield picks up his fourth. Marion County's 16th foul. Boehner back in the game for Marion County. Has Stocks and mounts to Walters. Gets it back to Stocks. He'll dribble up against the pressure by Bach. Behind the back. Now cross over to the left side. Out in the corner near half court. 1:23 left in overtime. Stocks drives the lane. Tries to get it back off to Walters, poked away into the hands of Chatfield. Spratt up ahead to Pollard, and pass back to Spratt, picked off by Walters. Walker driving the other direction, flies into Casey Spratt. Spratt sets up and takes the charge. Fourth foul on Walters. 12th team foul on Novinger as Plunkett checks back in for the Marion County Mustangs. 1:06 left in overtime, 49 all the score here. Clay Pollard will inbound to Casey Spratt. Spratt brings it across half court for the Mustangs. Under a minute now. Back right side for Bach. Ball poked away and out of bounds by Walters. 52 seconds left. Spratt will inbound again for the Mustangs. Gets it to Bach near half court. Back to Spratt right side. Drives in. Now finds Bach back out left side. Back to Spratt on the right. Into the corner for Plunkett. One dribble and back out to Spratt. Back to Bach. Thought about a long three. And now gives it back to Spratt. Timeout by Coach Ryan Wood of Marion County. 36.3 seconds left on the clock. Still a tie ball game. And Marion County has the ball. They're definitely going to be waiting for a last shot here. Rather risk an overtime. Another overtime, then have to go and play defense on this unpredictable Novinger team. Plunkett inbounds to Spratt. Spratt dribbling. Now back to Plunkett, back to Spratt. In to Bach on the left wing, back out to Spratt, he pulls it out. Walters, a bit of handsy defense, now gives it back off to Bach. To Plunkett, into Pollard in the corner, back out to Bach. To Spratt, 15 seconds left. Inside to Chatfield, Chatfield up off the glass, no good, Matheny with the rebound. And a coach, Shane Stocks of Novinger, calls a timeout. 10.7 seconds left, and Novinger controls the ball. And not a great strategy by Marion County. Probably should have worked for that last shot, but instead gives Novinger 10 seconds to set up their offense. Jonathan Novinger inbounds to Walters. And he is tied up by Clay Pollard. Gives the ball back to Marion County. One of the quickest tie-ups I've ever seen. Walters turns right into Pollard. Ball contact about 2 seconds worth. And 8.9 seconds left on the clock. Inbounds comes to Bach. To Plunkett. Inside to Chatfield. Turnaround jumper. Just falls out. And Novinger with the rebound. Gives off to Stocks. And we're going to a second overtime. Still tied at 49. 1 point apiece. In that overtime, not much offensive production for either team. And we'll have another 4 minutes to settle this game. Boys championship game at the Brashear Tournament. This is turning out to be a wild ride. Another tip right to Plunkett. Marion County controls both overtime tips. Plunkett gets it on the left side. Dribbles back around, hands it off to Spratt. And he's called for the double dribble on the right wing. Bainter back in the game for Marion County. Stocks inbounds to Morlock. Back to Stocks. He drives up ahead. And off the screen by Morlock, he'll drive into the lane. And he's called for the carry as he got a little fancy with the dribbling there. Called for the carry, and Plunkett checks back in the game for Marion County. Inbounds comes to Spratt. Spratt dribbles left side. Now launches a long three, and he puts up the three-pointer and in. 52-49, the lead for Marion County. Inbounds comes to Matheny, back to Walters, to Jonathan Novinger. Back to Walters. He drives left, turns around, now goes right. And into the lane, 5 second call on defense. Tough defense by Pollard and Bach. And the ball goes back to the Marion County Mustangs. 3:05 left in overtime. And a 3-point lead for the Mustangs. Their first since the beginning of, well, since before halftime. Spratt drives in to Bach in the corner. Back out to Plunkett, right side. Cross-court pass to Pollard. Back out to Spratt, almost at the half-court line. Goes off the screen by Chatfield. Now finds Bach on the right wing. Gets it back out to Spratt. To Bach. Back out to Spratt. He'll dribble around the defense. Finds a cutting Plunkett to the basket. Up off the glass. No good. And Morlock away with the rebound. Plunkett just about made that shot. Looked like it was going in all until the last second. Triple team on Sox. Gets it to Walters. His shot bounces out. Over the back on Ben Morlock, but they wouldn't call it. And it's out of bounds on J.J. Chatfield. Boehner back in the game for the Mustangs. And inbounds comes to Stocks Long. Back to Nottinger in the corner. Inside to Walters. He saved it right into the hands of Clay Pollard. And Marion County gets the ball back with 1:59 showing on the game clock. It's going to be Bach in the corner. Chatfield inside. Poked away to the Ben Morlock. Stocks coming up the court for Nottinger. Stops at about the elbow. Can't finish. And Pollard gets another rebound for the Marion County Mustangs. He'll get it across half court to Bach in the corner. Clears it back out to Spratt. Pass over to Boehner on the left side. To Clay Pollard. Back out to Bach to Spratt right side. Might have thought about a three, now pulls it back out. Gets it to Clay Pollard. Right side for Boehner. 1:18 showing on the clock. Gives it to Spratt back out top to Bach. Left side now for Pollard. To Spratt, he drives down, gets it back out to Boehner. Hands back off to Spratt. He'll dribble between the circles. Tries to get it in to Clay Pollard, and Seth Walters fouls out on the reach. Two shots for Pollard. 5 fouls on Seth Walters. He's played a heck of a game. 58.9 seconds showing on the clock. And Clay Pollard tries to make it a two-possession game. Chaz White back in the game for Nottinger. And Pollard bounces the first one around and in. And Pollard puts the second one in. Stocks hands off to Matheny. Back to Stocks, racing down the court. He dribbles all the way down to the baseline to Matheny. One step in. His shot partially blocked by Bach. He gets his own rebound. Shot on the baseline. Misses everything. And Bach comes away with a rebound for Marion County. Gives it to Cason Spratt. And Spratt's immediately fouled by Chaz White. Cason Spratt, first free throw on the two shots, and he puts it in. 6-point lead for Marion County. Spratt tries to put the game out of the reach. Coffin nail. 7-point lead for Marion County as Sox brings it up. Launches a three from the right wing. No good. Chatfield with a rebound inside. To Spratt. And he'll drive up the left side. Flings it over to Pollard. Pollard brutally hit by Jonathan Nottinger. No call, but the ball is out on Nottinger. Out of bounds, so Pollard will inbound. Gets it out to Boehner near half court. back to Bach. And he is fouled by Trevor Stocks. Stocks' fifth foul. He'll foul out as well. Into the game for the first time for Novinger is Austin Martin, replacing Stocks. Two shots for Dustin Bach. He puts the first one up and in. 8-point lead for Marion County. And who could have foresaw this with the 10-point lead, Novinger lead going into the fourth quarter? Misses the second, but Matheny gets the rebound up ahead to Novinger. He drives into Pollard. Ball picked away by Dustin Bach. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Bach. And Bach picks up his fourth. Marion County 17 foul. 1-1 for Jonathan Novinger. And with 10.9 seconds left on the clock, Novinger puts it up and in. Second shot by the junior, up and in. Back to a 6-point lead. Pollard to Bach, immediately fouled by Jonathan Novinger. And Novinger fouls out of the game. Three players now out for the Novinger Wildcats. Nick Snyder checks back in for Novinger. And Dustin Bach has another two shots. Hits the first. 9.7 seconds left on the clock. Game all but over as Bach shoots the second free throw. And he puts it in. Morlock inbounds to Martin. Martin across half court. He drives to the basket. Now inside to Snyder. Snyder turns, fires, can't hit. And the game is over. 59-51 in favor of the Marion County Mustangs. And they just exploded offensively in this second overtime. And what a tough way to go out for Shane Stocks' Wildcats. But Marion County takes the Brashear first place title by 8 points after trailing by 10 going into the fourth quarter. Only 1 point apiece scored in the first overtime, but this one a lot different. 10-2. Marion County outscores Novinger, and they go on to win the title. So Marion County completes the sweep of the tournament. And I think that's about it for us for the Brashear tournament. This is Jay Scudder signing off for the last time as plaques are awarded to the second place Wildcats and the first place Mustangs. Thanks for listening all the way through the tournament with us, and until next year, this is Jay Scudder signing off.